This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses fallen. It's you must go. And I must bide. But come ye back when summer's.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Boy, do we need some St. Patrick's Day happy, don't we? March 17th, every single year, everybody turns Irish, or they claim they're Irish, or they just wear green and have fun with it. But it's interesting, the origins and the backgrounds and of people that initially came to Ellis Island or came through Canada to get to the United States. And in Chicago, they dye the river green. In New York, they have a huge parade. In Boston, they have a huge parade. You certainly can get green donuts wherever you go, I would believe, in most donut shops to symbolize St. Patrick's Day. There's all kinds of interesting traditions and facts and history surrounding St. Paddy's Day. St. Patrick was the patron saint of Ireland, and he was kidnapped at 16 and taken to Ireland as a slave. He escaped, and then the rest is history. Remember, people talk about St. Patrick driving the snakes out of Ireland, and he used the shamrock to explain the Trinity. Oh, my, so interesting. So interesting, again, like I said, the traditions, the shamrock, the green clothing, eating corned beef and cabbage. Maybe some of you will be doing that, or maybe you'll just have a lighter day in honor of St. Patrick's Day. I wish that for all of you. My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. In the Ukraine, there is no merriment. It is really about the situation that continues to rage on in the Ukraine. It's been just over 3 weeks. The latest is Vladimir Putin took to the airwaves, and he warns scum traitors that Russians will spit them out like a midge that flew into their mouths. He said that the West's attempt to have a global dominance is coming to an end, and that they're trying to cancel Russia, everybody in the West. He also said that citizens are fighting for the country's sovereignty and the future of our children. And one of the latest things in Moscow's propaganda machine is they are trying to justify the Ukrainian war, but not calling it a war, claiming it is a denazification operation. That's the latest thing that now is being thrown out there. But it was pretty chilling to listen to the translation of Vladimir Putin warning just not just the West, but the oligarchs that they are the traitors. And it was a pretty wild television appearance for him. It really was. And it's interesting, Putin spoke as President Zelensky from the Ukraine spoke to a joint chambers of U.S. lawmakers in a landmark virtual address to Congress, where he talked about Pearl Harbor, the 9/11 attacks, Martin Luther King Jr. He called for greater Western intervention against Russia and is begging for a no-fly zone. And this is what's now going on. The Ukraine's prosecutor general confirmed that in a statement that an attack by Russian forces fired at people standing in line for bread near a grocery store. There's new drone footage that shows Russian soldiers executing a lone Ukrainian civilian as he held his hands up to surrender on a highway west of Kyiv. And so these are the kinds of images that are coming out of the Ukraine. And it doesn't seem as though anything is changing as far as what's happening with any kind of a progress toward peace. There's not even a mention of a peace or a process or any such thing. Sanctions continue to be placed on Russia by governments, not just the U.S., by governments around the world. Of course, in the U.S., blocking Russia's technology and imports, sanctions on banks and corrupt billionaires, blocking 13 major companies from raising money in the U.S. That's among the sanctions that we're seeing. In Australia, sanctions on 25 people and four financial institutions. And I'm giving you some examples. In Canada, sanctions against 38 people and entities, and also export permits for goods in aerospace and mining are canceled. And in New Zealand, they're saying they're cutting trade with Russia and they're imposing travel bans. And so we're seeing that that there's more announcements that are coming with whatever sanctions that they can possibly, you know, tie to Russia. The fear is that will this turn into World War III? And that's something that you hear. This is part of the conversation in the U.S. What do you think that's going on? How stressful is it? What do you think the fallout's going to be for the United States, for the rest of the world? And we keep coming back to that answer I hate. We don't know. Does our military know? No, they only know what they can do with their brains in gathering the intelligence and look at what they believe the facts are and what's happening. But what will Putin do next? The answer is, who knows? We don't know, especially when he has the kind of address he has to his own people and how he's feeling and what ultimately the goal is, because there constantly is false stories about why the Russians are in the Ukraine in the first place. And to me, that's really the scariest part of all of this. But the Ukrainian people are digging in as they have their own pushback to try to knock the Russians on their heels and away from the capital city of Kyiv, because that's the goal, is to take over Kyiv and knock out the president. I mean, of course, assassinate the president. But so far, so good. It has not happened. All right, the big news on the day, besides the price of gas and the supply chain and how do you measure what's going on in the Ukraine and the big questions that surround where does it all end up, is that interest rates have moved for the first time in more than 3 years, and there's going to be apparently six more ahead. It could go all the way up to 1.85. But, and that's what it looks like. The Fed approved a quarter percentage point rate hike. As I said, the first time we've seen that since December of 2018. And the idea is, the Federal Reserve doing that, is that it's too hot out there right now, looking at what's happening in the housing markets, etc. So financial costs will be higher for consumers borrowing and credit. If you're looking to get a house, look out for those mortgages and the percentages to rise there. Credit cards, same thing. Gasoline also could be affected by that. Obviously, it's going to go up and up and up. All right, stay with us.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Jeremy Paulson joins us. He's the technical maestro for this particular show. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
I like that. Hello. So, fair or foul, snow in mid-March when you live in the Midwest?
Foul. My birthday is at the end of March and I don't want snow.
You grew up in very cold weather, and you live in very cold weather where it does snow sometimes late into March, so you should be used to it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I like it.
No, you don't like it? Well, you know what? I think it is weird. It feels, but I grew up in Philly where, yeah, it was cold and we could get that weird snowstorm, but not usually. It's still different than the serious Midwest. So I think it when you're ready for spring, you're ready for spring, and we just had to push the clocks ahead, which that's another fair or foul. Do you like pushing the clocks?
I like to ride my Harley, so I don't want snow on my birthday. I want to be able to go ride my Harley on my birthday.
There you go.
This is my birthday.
That's right. Ride your bike. And you heard what I just said there, so we had to spring the clocks ahead. Do you think that's fair or foul, that we have to move the clocks ahead an hour?
I've never understand why we have to do that, but...
The daylight savings time, the whole concept of all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know
so
what?
I guess it's fair because they've been doing it for, what, 1,000 years? And
1,000 years. So I'll just go along with it. So, you know, that's what I'm going to do.
I'll just go with it. I don't understand it, but I'll just go with it.
Well, the whole idea is, of course, you know, this summertime, advancing the clocks during the warmer months so that darkness falls at a later time. That's the reason. So you'd get more sunlight. You could ride your Harley. You'd have extra hours. And then, you know, when it's the cooler months that you're falling back and you gain that extra hour so that it falls in the different it's the different time of day.
So we change it just to change it back later?
I know. I think, I personally, there's a movement to end it, right? Is it time to end the spring forward and fall back? Are we tired of this tradition? A lot of people talk about it, and I guess I am tired of it. I would vote for, yeah, forget it. Why do we have to do it?
I'll just ride in the nighttime, so I don't really care.
I don't care. I don't know. There is work on the Hill, though, about ending this. There are people that are talking about trying to put a bill out there, end it, and da-da-da. So, you know, this has been around for a long time. You said it's just been around. It's been around since, I want to say, there was the Standard Time Act. It was 1918, and that's what they adopted in Europe because of World War One, and that became a way to conserve energy. So it makes sense during the war, and it makes sense especially of what they had to do in Europe, but I don't like it. Everybody forgets the time. You're supposed to meet someone, and you wait and see. Monday and Tuesday for some people will be complicated, even though they know that this is happening.
If you have a phone, it automatically updates,
yep.
So it should be fine. It shouldn't bug you. I don't know. I have just... They've been doing
feelings.
It for 100 years, so I guess.
Yeah, I say get rid of it. We'll see if that happens. It's not going to happen anytime soon, that's for sure. How about this? Garage, if you were renting a place or owning a home, just imagine that. What's more important to you? Do you have to have a garage, or is it okay if you just had a carport?
I absolutely have to have a garage. And I think most guys would want a garage because it's like their escape. It's their place, you know. They get in an argument with the lady, they go into the garage.
I'm going to the garage to tinker with my tools.
Yeah, but I think I have to have a garage. Right now I'm living in a place that doesn't have a garage, so I pay $50 a month for my motorcycle storage, you know.
Bummer. So. Oh, that'd be $50 you could save if the place you were renting had a garage.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh,
my
wow.
old place had a garage. But.
Yeah, and if you have a cycle, that's different. You have to have a place to store it, I agree. I wouldn't just leave it out in the back somewhere.
I used to have three.
Yeah, under a carport, no, that wouldn't work, so you'd have to have one.
Yeah, I had three, and then when I moved to a place with no garage, I sold two of them because I didn't want to pay storage for $3.
No kidding, wow. So you definitely are a biker, there's no doubt. You like it. You like riding. You're part of
it. Yeah, it's like freedom. You know.
Freedom!
You know, your life gets you down. You just get on the bike and you just go down the highway.
Yeah, I get it. It's like me slamming golf balls and, you know, going out and playing golf or being there on the, you know, being out and on the driving range. So that would be my release. And I like a garage because I could care less about tinkering with tools. I have friends that are mechanics and everything else, but I would rather have my car in a garage than have it in a collapsible carport, especially when I live in an area that's windy and gets hail and all kinds of things. So, no, thank you. I've had hail damage on
you're
cars.
Talking about snow.
Yeah, I've had hail damage on cars, and I hate that. It come out, and it's like, oh, look at all the dimples, more than on a golf ball. Yeah, it's a hassle. So no, garage, and that's a selling point for a lot of houses. When people buy houses, a two-car garage, because so often now it's like a one-car garage.
Yeah, there's two big selling points I've noticed: garages and internet.
Garages and internet. Yeah, you got to have that internet, baby, because if you don't have that internet, you are stuck.
You got
stuck.
That high-speed fiber?
No? Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to live here.
Right, I don't want to live there. I got to have it. All right, how about this? If, you know, you have a chance to do one or the other, and especially your birthday is coming up and somebody wanted to treat you, would you rather play laser tag or paintball?
Definitely paintball over laser tag. They're both fun. I feel like laser tag's more like... kitty though, because it's not, you get hit by a laser, it doesn't really hurt.
I want to nail somebody with my paintball gun. That's what I want to do. Oh, that's funny. Have you played that? Have you done paintball a lot?
I haven't done it a lot, but I have played it. My cousin used to have a little paintball thing in Nebraska. The thing I've been interested in is that soft airsoft guns.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I've been looking at that because it's like the next level of the paintball. You know.
Right.
They're doing like these airsoft tournaments where it's like super realistic. They found like a broke down like mall, and they have like team battles and you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. I knew about, of course, airsoft guns, but I didn't know about a broke down mall and everything. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Like, they have real, like, the guns look super realistic.
Wow.
And they just shoot little salt pellets. And
wow.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
When you did your paintball with the cousins in Nebraska, did you ever get just nailed by some you were coming around a corner or something, and they nailed you on the head or nailed you on the stomach or anything? No?
No, I was pretty good at hiding.
God, I'm pretty good at hiding, so I'd probably be good at that game, too. That's so funny. In Nebraska, where in Nebraska?
I think he lived in Valentine at the moment.
Valentine. I used to live in Kearney, Nebraska, so I know Nebraska's kind of a cool place, I have to say.
I used to live in Ainsworth. Well, my dad lived in Ainsworth.
Yeah, that's an interesting area, too. Wow. So then you know all about Runza's, the big sandwich they have there, and the Runza huts and all that?
Nope.
It's a sandwich that they have that is like beef and cabbage, and it sounds like, oh, that would be good, but it's actually really good, and that's one of the things that Nebraska is known for. And speaking of food, if you went someplace and you get a sandwich, and a lot of times they say, well, it comes with a soup or a salad, what would you get? Soup or salad, fair or foul? Soup is fair or foul?
Depends on the kind of soup. I would say fair, depends on the kind of soup. I like soup over salad. You get more, I think, out of it. You know, it's like harder usually.
More substance.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Whenever I eat salad, it's like I feel like I didn't really eat much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, salad on its own with a lot in it is different than a side salad, I guess. And
yeah, exactly. And you usually get a side salad when you're getting the soup and a salad.
Right.
And you usually get this tiny salad with, like, nothing.
Yeah, I like soup. I like
potato soup.
Yeah. I like soup. There's so many good soups.
Yeah, but there's so many bad soups, too.
Yeah.
I don't like oyster. Don't give me any oyster soup.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Not a fan of oyster soup.
No, potato soup is good.
Yeah, my family, there's two things they make in holidays. They make chili and oyster soup.
Oyster soup.
Those are the two
like
things.
A lot of people like it.
Yeah.
Hey, for the last fair or foul, umbrella or no umbrella? If it's raining, drizzling, will you be a guy that has to grab the umbrella and have an umbrella up or no?
No umbrella, you're not a witch, you're not going to die.
You know what? I hate to say this. I feel the same way, but I end up, if it's pouring, I have to go buy umbrellas. So I have so many umbrellas.
Why?
So I have an umbrella collection.
Wear a raincoat, you take it off, you're dry underneath.
Right. Your hair is a mess. I love it. All right, fair or foul, that was fun. Thanks, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is preparing for Europe this week, but he won't travel to Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirming that in a tweet on Sunday. She said the trip will be focused on continuing to rally the world in support of the Ukrainian people against President Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Biden set to depart for Brussels on Wednesday. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso says Biden needs to accomplish three key things while attending the NATO summit in Brussels.
He needs to tell NATO that we collectively are going to supply the people of Ukraine things that they know how to use.
That audio courtesy of ABC's This Week. The UN Refugee Agency is reporting that 10 million people have fled their homes in Ukraine since the beginning of the Russian invasion. That's around a quarter of the country's population. You're listening to USA Radio News. The Senate confirmation hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson are set to begin on Monday.
As the Senate confirmation hearings start next week, SCOTUS nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is preparing for the questions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
She, which won't surprise anyone, started studying and practicing and preparing as soon as she was nominated to serve on the Supreme Court. And that process is obviously picked up over the last couple of days. And so our team will be closely watching and monitoring the hearings next week.
From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
The Marine Corps says four U.S. Marines killed in a plane crash in Norway were based in North Carolina. The Marines were aboard a MV-22B Osprey that went down on Saturday during a NATO exercise southwest of Oslo. The identities of the four Marines are being withheld until family members are notified. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Joining us now from our virtual green room, Miss Jerry Lee Schock. Her book is 88 God-Given Poems for Encouragement. Who doesn't need that encouragement? Jerry, thanks so much for joining us.
Kate.
So let's talk about your road to writing this. You and I talked about how many poems you've written, so many, and they come to you. And so you had all these poems, and now you're going to distill them down and put them in this book. What was that process like?
Well, I started writing poetry when I was 13 years old, and as God would send people my way that were hurting, he would give me words of encouragement for them, so I'd write them down and give them to them, and then the next one came along, I'd give them to them, blah, 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 and that you know, God kept giving me more poems, and I just kept writing, and, you know, God's just outdone himself on these books because I'm totally amazed at what's going on with them. My sister-in-law told me when I took a song to her I had written years ago, you need to be publishing, and I never dreamed what God would do, but I give God the full credit for all of these. Every word that is in both of my books, and the third one's at the publisher right now being worked on. I just kind of grabbed everything else I had and said, we'll just do this one too while we're at it. But I'm totally overwhelmed with what the Lord has done in my life to allow me to be his instrument to get these books published and get encouragement out to people.
And that encouragement is so key. And what's the reaction? You know, because people a lot of times, you know this, Jerry, they don't even get a, hey, I'm proud of you, or hang in there, thanks for the job you're doing. I mean, we live in a world where I think there's not enough encouragement, and this is leading to isolation and people feeling like they're not worthy and, oh, all these hard, hard things. So I would have to imagine when you've had a lifetime of doing this gift that you have of giving this to people. What's the reaction when you do that? What do most people think when you give them a poem?
They love it. I've never had anybody that didn't like it.
Right.
As I told you, God put me on this earth for two reasons, and I'm grateful to know and have known for a long time why I'm here, and that's to be a good prayer warrior and an encourager. And through the publishing of these books, he's allowed me to be an encourager to a lot more people. And, Kate, I want to say thank you to you because you emailed Penn Culture back the other day, and Alex is just, my publisher, is just absolutely overwhelmed. I hear every day when I talk to him how proud he is of me and what's going on with these books. But as I told him, you got to give God the credit for that, not me. I actually led him to the Lord on January the 8th of 2021 on the telephone. Mm. And he accepted Christ into his heart. And I have to laugh at him because almost every time he calls me, he's quoting scripture to me.
Wow.
Thrilled with what God has done there. And I retired at age 75. God let me work until I was 75. I spent 30 years with one furniture company. And when they went out of business, the CEO called me from Ohio. It was Roberts Furniture. And I was 30 years with them, traveling for 5 years, opening new stores. So I met thousands of people, and as I told you, I know of no one that God's blessed any more than he has me.
Oh, so for you, and you can hear it in your voice, you have it. First of all, you don't sound 75, whatever that would sound like. But
78.
Yeah, 78. You sound like, you just sound happy and content. Is that what life's been like? Yeah.
I'm so content with what God's done, knowing why he put me on this earth and fulfilling that. I have, of course, my daily prayer list, and on Saturday, God keeps adding to my prayer list, and I talk to people, and I'll add them to it as the Lord tells me to. It's actually three Excel workbooks long now. Wow. I have my daily prayer list. I have my Saturday prayer list. Then, in addition, I have every missionary that we support at church, plus any preacher that has ever come in to preach for us. As God's led, I put them on the list. And I also am very privileged. I go to Galilean Baptist Church. I haven't been there for a while. I'm doing it online now because I gave my car to my granddaughter because it was sitting in the parking lot and I wasn't using it. And I was really, to be honest with you, a little bit concerned. If I had to make a fast turn with the wheel, I might cause a wreck because of the arthritis in my shoulders. And I would never want to do that. So it only had 37,000 miles on it. It was a 2010 Hyundai. So I'm grateful that when God moved me to Georgia, he moved me close to everything. But everything that I've tried to do in my life, I've tried to do it the way God wanted it done. And I guess he's the one who gives me the joy in my voice that you hear. And I'm glad that you can hear it. I'm glad that it comes through.
It does. And so this book, particularly saying 88 God-given poems for encouragement, tell us one of your poems for encouragement. So somebody gets your book, what can they read that'll inspire them, make them feel good, make them not feel alone? What can you tell us?
Every poem is written for encouragement. I think you asked me, do I have a favorite one? No, I'm grateful for every one of them. Every poem that God has given me has been to encourage whatever valley that individual was walking through at the time, whatever issue they were facing. The most important thing is that they realize, you know, when they're walking in that valley, that God has taken every step ahead of them. A poem that I really love is Picking Up Stones, and I don't know if it's in the 88 God-given poems or if it's in the Words of Comfort from the Heart, but one of our preachers had come in from Kansas and he preached on picking up stones and how sometimes we pick up the wrong stones in life and some of them can bring us sorrow and some of them can bring us gladness, you know. But every valley that we walk through, I picture in my mind that before we take one step into that valley, God has already walked the road ahead of us. We're walking in his footsteps. There's a mountaintop on either side of every valley, but in the valley, lush green things grow, and we grow in the valleys that God allows us to be in. I don't think I shared it with you the other day, but my goal in life when I was in high school was to become a missionary nurse and go to Africa, because so many people were so prejudiced against people of color, and I wasn't raised that way. I was raised to believe, as Mom said to me, it don't matter what color a man's skin is, if you cut him, he bleeds red. And Mom told me my entire life, I can still remember, I think the first time I was 12 years old, she said it to me. And Mom went home to be with the Lord in 2011. But she always told me my entire life, and I put it in one or both of my books, that she always told me I had an angel sitting on my shoulder. And she said, Jerry Lee, I have watched that angel work things out for you that would never work out for anyone else. And she pronounced a blessing on me when she did that. In fact, a month before she went home to be with the Lord, I'd call Mom and tell her, God moved me to Georgia in 1992, and I spent 5 years in Florida before that. When I was traveling, I asked in 1987, my son was killed in a motorcycle wreck in 1986. He was 23 years old. And he always said, Mom, if I ever lay my sickle down for the last time, I want it to be fast, and God was merciful to us. They promised me when I talked to the police in West Carrollton, where we were from, that it was quick. The minute the boy hit, he was gone. The sickle went up in the air and caught on fire, but he was not burned. There was just one gash in his leg, my brother said. I wouldn't look at him at the funeral home. I couldn't do that. I didn't want to remember him that way.
Right.
But I led him to the Lord when he was 14 years old. And so I know that he's with the Lord, and I just have tried to live my life knowing that God was in control, and if I let his will be done, that things would work out the way they should. In fact, when my company flew me home from Florida, I was down there opening stores to bury my child. My preacher came to the door and wanted to know if I was okay, and I said, Brother Hudson, I really am. He said, are you sure? I said, yes. I've known the Lord as my own personal Savior for a long time. I asked Jesus into my heart when I was 13. And the one thing I found out about him was he never makes a mistake, Pastor, and I know he's not going to start with me.
Wow. So powerful. The whole thing is encouraging. Yeah.
Well, you know, all I know is that, as I told you, and I'll tell everybody, I don't take credit for one word in any of the poetry or the letters that God has given me to write to people that need encouragement, which the both books have those in them, when somebody would lose someone they love and God would say, you know, he'd give me words and I'd write them down and give them to him as an encouragement letter, you know.
Right.
And there's some of that in there. But all I know is that as long as I'm seeking God's will for what's going on, it's going to work out. We have at church, and I'm very privileged to have been part of this for years. I've been at Galilean since 1992. July 17th, I moved my letter there from Florida. And then when God moved me to Florida, I think I told you I had to laugh because I asked them if I could move to Florida after Bobby Joe got killed. Mom moved into my house. My boss asked my mom at Bobby Joe's funeral if she was going to move into my house because he said I didn't need it. I was traveling. And in 87, I decided I thought I was in love and I wanted to move to Florida. So they let me move to Florida.
And there you go. That's what led you down that path. Again, the book is called 88 God-Given Poems for Encouragement. Jerry Lee Schock, Miss Jerry Lee Schock, thank you so much for coming on.
I'm so grateful that, you know, we're able to do this and grateful that, you know, God's doing what he's doing with the poetry.
Yes, absolutely. Keep encouraging everybody and doing the wonderful things that you do. Thanks, Jerry.
God bless.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, one of my favorite places to go, all of you know this, is Ireland, and that's where we're headed now to speak with Billy Menneman. He has written a book called Mary White Was Right, Pedro. It's a novel, and it's a novel about a troubled time in Ireland's history. Think back to, like, 1969. So we are thrilled to have him with us. Thank you so much for coming on, Billy.
Thank you, Kit. Thank you very much.
Let's talk about the book. What led you to write this book? What was it inside of you that said, you know what, I'm going to write a novel about this?
Well, it arose out of me driving through town one day and seeing a development site being cleared. And I realized that part of that site was the Flamingo Ballroom, where we all, as teenagers, went to dance and meet people. And brought into mind a meeting that a couple of us had with three girls, and one of them said she didn't kiss anybody because she believed it spread diseases. And I think really she was just giving us a brush off at the time, but that came out of my mind, and I thought, I wonder could I write a book about that? And that's what started it. That's what gave me the idea, and I simply took it from there.
So in taking it from there and in sitting here and constructing the characters, tell me about the characters, the teenagers.
Well, teenagers are all, I would say that the four boys, I was part of a group of friends, and there were about six or seven of us. So the four boys are probably caricatures of the six or seven of us. the boys show different characteristics that come from each one of us, but There's no identification with any one particular one in any of the characters in the book, because they're composites of it's 7 into 4.
Wow, 7 into 4. And in the book, there's so much about, you know, what happens with teenagers and encounters and whatnot. Tell us more about the story.
Well, the story goes that one of the central characters meets a girl. She doesn't kiss. She's the one who doesn't kiss. But they find a hugely deep connection with each other just over a couple of hours of being together. And they can't really go to develop the relationship because of the troubles at that time, and she happens to be Roman Catholic, he happens to be a Protestant, and that has leads to its own difficulties. They go their separate ways, and while there's always a connection between them, it's only as you read the book that you begin to understand that they never actually forgot each other. This chap, he went off to England and made quite a bit of money and became very important. But he had a dying wish, which he wanted one of his other friends to carry out. And part of his dying wish was that this other friend would find the girl that he had always remembered and include her in providing this dying wish. And the dying wish was something which would not have been, it would have challenged the social norms of Northern Ireland at the time, and it was something quite off the wall, shall we say, for Northern Ireland society. So there's in the book there's all the changes that have to happen in people and to people in order to do this, and eventually they do it. But at the end of the book, the other chap who has been instrumental in this is convinced that the two of them will be together one day in paradise.
Wow, what a lovely sentiment that is, in a sense. What do you hope people take away from reading Mary White Was Right, Pedro? And this book you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold.
Well, I hope they take away that the troubles actually did affect the lives of people, ordinary people. But that ordinary people were the ones who were heroes of that time because of the way that they kept society going. And I hope that the way that they take away that the fundamental conservatism. The book has a number of people who have fundamental conservative mindsets. And I hope they can realize from reading the book that though that sort of mindset is usually a blight on personal relationships, because the conservative part of that always looks for structures and traditions to exist in. And the fundamental part of that always looks for somebody being right and somebody being wrong. And when you bring those two together and try to express them in relationships among people, generally it causes mayhem. And you have broken relationships and offended people always. So I hope they find that in the book. But I do hope that in the book they'll be able to find that love can overcome even that sort of mindset. For instance, the guy who is charged with carrying out one of the dying wishes of the other one, he has to change in order to do that. And he's challenged in a number of ways, And one of the challenges is working, finding and working with the girl as well. And that love can overcome the difficulties caused by that, because at the end of the day, it wouldn't have happened if his love for his friend had not overcome his fundamental conservative mindset. I hope the readers can see that change is not always a bad thing. Every one of us in life go through changes. Every day we go through changes. And they're not always negative. Change can be a positive thing. Change can be an opportunity for growth and for good, and can bring exciting possibilities. And I just hope that people aren't afraid of change or don't see change as being a negative. And that as human beings, we can always appreciate and value difference. I can't think what my life would be like if I didn't have people who thought differently from me, who behaved maybe differently from me, who looked different from me. I love the variety of that. So I hope that people can see that that's difference is a good thing as well.
Yeah, wow. Perfect place to end this. I so agree with you on that. The name of the book is Mary White Was Right, Pedro. Billy Menneman, thank you so much for joining us on the show. And you can find it, like I said, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and any place where you can find great books. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ken. Thank you.
What an interesting book by Billy Menneman. And all of you know, I took the show to Ireland a couple of different times, and I spent some time in Northern Ireland. And, of course, I know exactly what he's talking about, as I had toured around the city and was taken to both what was the Catholic side and the Protestant side, and we talked about the wall and being there by the wall and doing some stories there. So I got that feeling, and I had people approach me that were very friendly and talk to me, but it was that tension between the different factions, I'll call them, but yet all Irish people, and I love Northern Ireland and the troubles, as they talk about, and the eruption of the troubles, the threat to the peace for the people, the wonderful people of Ireland. This really, truly is a very, very good book. Mary White Was Right, Pedro. And hats off to Billy Menneman. And it was great to have him on this show, for sure. Thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Remember to make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.